Right now, all participants are connected just with the listening option, and later on we will open to question and answers, and the instructions will be provided. In case you need any assistance during the audio conference, please ask the help of the operator pressing star zero. This audio conference is being recorded and will be available at the site of the company, www.grandeni.com.br/RI. We have here the main executives of the board of Grandeni, and they will also be available to answer any questions. Pedro Grandeni Batelli, Vice President of the Board and Vice President Director. Mr. Rudimal Dallonder, Industrial and Commercial Director. Mr. Gelson Luiz Rustirola, Administrative Director and Controller. Luiz Antonio Moroni, Sales. Ms. Doris Willem, Relations with Investors. Mr. Edson Matsu, Research and Development. And Mr. Marcius Dalbo, Marketing. We inform that the press release of the first quarter of 2007 with the comments on the company's performance is at the website www.grandeni.com.br.ri in Portuguese and English. Now I will give the floor to Mr. Pedro Grandeni Batelli, Vice President of the Board and VP Director of the company. Good morning. Thank you for attending to this audio conference of Grandeni. I will highlight the main aspects of sales performance of the company, and then I will give the floor to Doris, responsible for the area of investors relation, and she will talk about the quarter's performance and the outlooks for the company. I will be available to answer any questions you might have. It's worth to mention that even in a highly competitive scenario, both in the domestic market as in the international market, Grandeni presented important sales growth and profitability. The main highlights of sales performance in the first Q07 were an increase of 14.4% in the gross revenue compared to the first Q06 that reached 327 million reais, mainly explained by the increase of 20.3% in the average price and a decrease in 5% of sales volume. Market performance was: the domestic market accounted for 77% of the gross revenue and 58% of sales volume. We saw an increase of 9.7% in the gross revenue and an increase of 29.6% in the average price, with a drop of 15.3% in volume due to the strategy of working with higher value-added product mix. The reasons for this domestic market growth are: the company is more and more competitive due to a strict control in costs and expenditures, constant search for qualitative improvement in launchings, improvement in business management processes, strategies to generate better perception and value recognition in the company's product, differentiated marketing strategy and actions with higher market and brand segmentation, increase in licensing and oriented actions. As for the external market, accounted for 23% of the gross revenue and 42% of sales volume. This market had an increase of 40.1% in dollars or 33.2% in reais, and an increase of 20.9% of average price in dollar or 16.1% in reais. A 14.7% growth in sales volume. Reasons for this growth in the external market are more companies' competitiveness in the international market, continuity of expansion of new markets, consolidation of the Melissa brand strategy, volumes recovery and higher average price in Europe, and launching of Ipanema Gisele Bündchen in the international market in the fourth quarter of last year that had an important performance in more than 30 countries. Grendene, for the fourth consecutive year, is the largest Brazilian exporter of shoeware according to DSEX data, going from 20% of market share in the first quarter of 2006 to 26% of market share in the first quarter of 2007. And I'd like also to highlight that the company has a dividends policy of the 100% of the distributive net profit. In last May 9th, we began to pay the balance of dividends for 2006 in the amount of $48 million. With this payment, we total $128 million of dividends paid coming from the results generated in 2006, or 1.28 reais per ordinary share. Now I give the floor to Doris for the economic and financial comments. And as I already mentioned, I will gladly answer any questions you might have. Doris, thank you, Pedro. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here with you once more reporting for the first quarter and continue the analysis that Pedro was making. I will focus on the sales performance and the results. Net revenue was of 258.4 million with a 13.2% increase, proportionally lower than the increase because we had increase in the deductions, sales deductions in the period. Gross profit increased 11.3%, and the gross margin went from 37.6 to 36.9 in the first quarter of 2007, with a slight drop of 70 BPs, explained mainly by this increase in sales deductions. And the cost of product sold was exactly the same of the increase of 14.4%. The sales expenses, we had a drop again of 180 BPS with a participation in net revenue of 21.6% in the first Q07 in relation to 23.4% in last year. In the amount of 55.9 million, advertising expenses were about the same, around 6% of the net revenue. EBITDA was 61.2 million, 19% higher than the first Q06, and the margin went from 22.5% in first Q06 to 23.7%. This 120 BPS was due to the increase in gross profit and operational results. Now, the net financial revenue went to 1.8 million, lower than the 7 million in the first Q06, due to the more discounts given to customers and the financing expenses that we had an increase in the debt. We had a special line created for the shoe wear. And finally, net profit of 47.4 million, 14.4% above last year for the same period. Net margin went from 18.2 in the first quarter of 64 to 18.4%, a gain of 20 BPS explained in the improvement in average price and continuity in management discipline to maximize these results. Before opening to questions, I'd like to summarize Grandene's outlooks and for the next semester. The previously published estimates for the first Q07 should be met. The company expects the results for the second Q07 should be aligned with the 2Q06, except for the net profit. Just to remind you, last year we had a non-recurrent revenue resulting from judicial gains of PIS and COFINS. The values were already mentioned in previously quarter reports, and so it's not possible to compare. But seasonally, the second quarter is more impacted because it's winter, especially in the mid-south region, and consequently less favorable to the consumption of traditional shoe wear manufactured by the company. As for exports, although the company had presented an important performance, the sales concentration is higher on the first and fourth quarter. Estimates for 2007. The gross sales might be higher in 2007. Sales volume is slightly superior to 2006 and average price superior to 2006 due to this product mix policy of higher added value. Investments, CapEx, it was about 10 million, including the new plant in Teixeira de Freitas, the state of Bahia, which operation startup will be in September this year. Advertising expenses about 8 to 9% of the net revenue. In relation to 2007, the company expects the same recent performance, the same continuity expressed by the major indicators, with a slightly improvement in gross profit margins, EBITDA, and net profit. The reasons for this moderate growth in sales and in domestic market, the new spring-summer collection, the new campaigns and market actions, expansion of licensing, continuity of improvement process and business management, and a growth of the GNP, Brazilian GNP, and expectations in domestic consumption that was a real retract in recent past. External market, a strategy of a brand globalization, as well as the positive evolution of the consolidation of Melissa brand and the consolidation of international launching of Ipanema GB and sustained growth in all markets. In the press release, we have more detailed information. We now thank you, and we can open the Q&A session. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we now will begin the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star 1. To remove a question, press star 2. Our first question comes from Ms. Natalia Gomes from the Agência Estado. Good morning, Doris. Could you please talk a little about the Latin market because in the press release you mentioned some new markets, and I'd like to know what are the perspectives, the outlooks for this region. Hi, Natalia. Thank you. Good morning. Great part of exports came from actions that we started in 2005 and 2006, and they are nothing more than a consolidation of these actions. The representatives that we hired for countries in the Andes, Venezuela, Peru, Bolivia, Chile, this region, these are actions that started very modest. They now are increasing, and now the South America has an increasing important growth in our region, and Europe that recovered the average volume, reinforced by the strategies of brand consolidation that we started one year and a half ago, and also the launching of Gisele Bündchen Ipanema. How much Europe and South America represent is separated. This information we haven't provided because they are strategic to us. A last doubt, at least for now, sales volumes decrease in the domestic market, but you have a strategy of value-added. But do you see any way of recovering these sales volumes? Is it something you were expecting for this quarter? Yes. We've been talking in several press releases this value-added strategy and the product mix. If you look at the portfolio of the first quarter comparing to the same quarter of last year, we have a higher average price product. We have the sleepers that for return to school, especially for the child's line of products. And the impact of this business strategy, if on one hand was very successful with higher value-added products, it was not so well successful for mass products, but we are aware and we are doing something about this. We are rebuilding our strategy for this segment in addition to all marketing measures that will be implemented. For instance, differentiation and regionalization of products. This may present some results in the first quarter of 2007. Another important development is the new plant that will start operation in September in the south of Bahia. The location of this plant will bring some savings because we will produce mass products in this plant, and I will be able to give more competitive prices directed to the mass consumers. So this will be in the second semester or the second quarter? The second semester, second half of the year. So this will be a plant for less expensive products, yes. We will have marketing actions and business actions that we already started and will be reinforced with the startup of this plant in September. Thank you very much. Our next question is from Mr. Luis Felipe Marron from the Pactual Bank. Good morning, Doris. It's a brief question about volumes. You present a slightly higher volumes for 2007, but the comparison basis is weak because last year you projected a drop in volume, and here in the fourth quarter, you had a 10% increase in the consolidated volume. So, to reinforce this guidance with this drop, do you see the beginning of the second quarter as positive in volume terms? Because your comparison basis is very weak. You have a decrease of 11% last year. So I'd like to talk about this volume dynamics. It's a very interesting presentation, but I'd like to have a mix with higher volume and better price. Luis. Okay. Thank you for your question. With this guidance that we had for this year, we have the following reading. First, we are confirming the guidance we gave you for the first quarter. But the first quarter would be higher, and the second quarter will be aligned. So we cannot expect much more from this quarter because seasonally, this is it, if you see the company's history. But we have a higher and a strong second half. The fourth quarter of last year was very good, stronger than normally. So it will necessarily won't repeat this year, but we are looking at as a whole scenario. We are expecting a strong semester with an improvement in volume with these actions that we are taking, not only in the sales but also in the marketing area, and products indicate that. We will keep this strategic policy focused on average price. We will keep this higher value added, but in addition, we have a strategy of repositioning and better working in our marketing products. So we can expect a better volume in relation to the third quarter of last year. Yes, and this is normal in the distribution of the company. The second half is always stronger, and I confirm this guidance for the first semester, and we won't change the results to be achieved in the second semester. We delivered this in the first semester, and what is missing will come from the second semester. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in case you want to ask a question, press star one. Our next question comes from Mr. Juliano Salm from Banco do Votorantim. Good morning, Doris. My question focuses on exports. There were a price improvement increase of 21.9%. Average price increase in dollar. With this reduction and trend of the dollar rate below this limit, this level of 2, is there any room for a price increase in the external market, and up to what extent this increase will be accepted by the consumers? Hi, Juliano. Thank you also for your question. What happened that we had an increase in average price? This dollar rate is very difficult. It brings some problems of competitiveness. We are gaining market share, but it was due to internal effort of the company in having a lean structure to be more competitive. But what happened in an average price improvement or increase was also a set of actions The weighting is not relevant. We had an improvement, but also in this year, Europe and Melissa contribute to this Ipanema GB. There are consolidations that we are doing in this direction, but also because we had an increase of volume in average price to Europe. In the past, we had some climate problems in Europe that reduced the volume, and this contributes in this weightening of the average price for our exports. In the future, or for the future, we have no expectations of dollar rate recovery. We see some signs. We need some signs from the government, and therefore, we will keep our strategy, and we will expand as possible international brands, and we will keep our normal strategy. Market is, well, we have seen sustainable growth in these markets. And just to complement this increase in the dollar price, as for the financial strategy of the company is aware and is using the purchasing of dollars in the futures market to get a financial compensation due to this decrease in the dollar rate or its oscillation. So Grendene hasn't done operations in the short term, 90 days. Juliano, good morning. It's Gelson. This financial strategy on exports, we are doing what we've been doing always in our daily routine. We export with the best exchange rate possible to benefit from the dollar rate. When we sell to the external market, and it's obvious that our moves, they go according to the market situation. But, of course, it's an internal strategy issue of the company. And this is internally a strategy. Our next question is from Ms. Adriano de Almeida of SANS. Good morning. I have some questions related to the domestic market. I'd like to know, or to have an idea, would you please talk a little louder? I'd like to have an idea, Doris. How much from the domestic market volume would you consider a mass product? Adriana, usually we don't open because it's a very strategic issue to the company. We don't publish volume by segment or sales by segment. We have four major segments: men's, women's, children's, and mass consumption. And in addition, we have the diversification of domestic and external markets. But you have an idea of a decrease, but it doesn't mean it's only mass consumption. Unfortunately, I cannot give you the percentage of mass consumption. Okay. It's not a major part of the revenue. No. It's a relatively new segment in the company. We start with Sam Santos. In 2001, it increased a lot. We had good market share during these 6 years, and it was time to repositioning this mass segment, and that's what we are doing. And it's still concerning the domestic market. Why this price increase was relevant? You've never done this before. I'd like to know if you remove the impact of the mix improvement or price increase of the products. In fact, Adriana, you cannot think that because Grandini does not work like this. The impact, how did this price increase work? If you see the profile of my product mix in the first quarter of 06, what I have today of mix of products, I have final average prices higher than what I had last year. It doesn't mean that I increased my prices. No, I had new products, new modules with new prices, with a new aspect. When we have a decrease in mass consumption, the weightening between price and volume that explains the gross revenue gave this apparent explosion of the average price. So we have a differentiated portfolio and a lower price for products of lower price. So the average price explodes. So you don't have a commodity for, you know, these shoe sandals, an increase of 10%. You cannot say that you had a 10% increase. You cannot say that, or it didn't happen. No, it's not like that. Because we work always with new collections, we have new launchings, and at the same time, I launch novelties in the market. We call product repositioning between collections. And I will have the basic product, but everything changes. Color palette, the anatomic design, you have thematic shoes. So we will always have differentiated prices for every new collection. Okay, another question. It's still on operations. Although a very good price, you have a decrease in margin. I'd like to know if it would be more than the cost of the product sold, or if this would be harming this cost decrease. You mean the drop in the gross margin, because EBITDA and net profit improved. No, this is the effect of sales. You see that it is exactly the same as the gross revenue. The net revenue did not grow in the same degree because we had a change in this relation. If you see the 70 BPS, I can say that I kept my margin flat. And was this related to taxes? Can you repeat? This increase in deductions was taxes or discount? No. Goods return, every year it happens. A last question. Can you say, or can you see the impact of the increase in the tariff over textiles, or if you did not see this yet? This is very, very recent. I don't know if it has been published in the official gazette. This will decrease the pressure on the domestic market. But if you see, if you look at as a whole, imports are not relevant in the total volume of Brazilian production. If you produce 600 million pairs of shoes, export is 19 million, so it's not significant. Okay, thank you. Our next question is from Mariana Votes from Banco do Brasil. Doris, good morning. I'd like to insist in issues that were already mentioned. This sales volume superior in 07. We see in this quarter an increase in volume outside, a slight drop here. But the intensity of this volume, do you expect it to be pulled by the external volume, or should we expect an increase in sales volume in the domestic market for 07? And this issue of domestic market increase in prices, are you going to keep this price, this high price, even when you improve your mix? Will you keep the same level for the rest of the year, or will you have a decrease in price because you're expecting to have an increase in volume of mass products? Well, good morning, Mariana. This guidance is a consequence, one from the other. I will have a slightly superior volume. I need a stronger weight in this volume. And as this repositioning strategy for mass consumption goes, it can give a different balance that we had in 06. And how much is export or how much is domestic market, we expect it from both sides. Maybe comparing to 06, exports will be better. We expect both markets to increase, but exports more accentuated because we have global markets that are improving and normal business, the sustainable growth of the other countries. Okay, thank you, Doris. Good morning. Our next question comes Natalia Gomes from Agência Estado. Doris, please, can you talk about the more popular brand you were testing and that you were testing and the Chinese product? Is this harming your performance in this brand segment? Can you repeat the second part? Up to what extent the imports of Asian products are harming your development, your performance in mass segment? Well, for the first part, we are testing this for this market. We have nothing new to talk about. No time frame to define it. No, we are running some tests in different places. We need to have it mature, so no news. As for imports competition, of course, we have some products that compete with mass products, especially coming from Asia, but it's not the dominant factor for this war, let's say. What is the predominant factor? The local competition, the local market, with a price reduction because exports decreased? price reduction of the competitors to increase competition? No. We recognize that we have a business strategy that was not so successful due to competitiveness. Competitors position their mass products more attractively than us. Ladies and gentlemen, in case of questions, please press star one. To ask a question, please press star one. Having no more questions, we close now the Q&A session. I give the floor to Mr. Pedro Grendene for final considerations. Well, to conclude, I'd like to say that we are confident in our expectations for 2007, and we'd like to highlight the following aspects that justify our confidence. First, the strategy that the company has adopted of a qualitative increase in its product portfolio, giving more and more personality and differentiation to our products in relation to the competition. In addition, we count on increasing wage mass growing above the GNP and a decrease in interest rate in 2007 that will favor consumption. Also, the maintenance of a strict policy of cost and expenditures reduction, and as a result, greater competitiveness of the company in general terms. As a result of these actions, I think this is what I have to say to conclude. I'd like to thank you for your attendance to this audio conference, and thank you for your attention. Grendene's audio conference is closed. We thank your participation and have a nice day. Thank you.